Thanks, Dave and Bo. The Eagles' offensive line is one step closer to being fully whole, as both center Jason Kelce and guard Todd Harrimans were full participants in Wednesday's training session. Kelce has missed four games after suffering a sports hernia back in the Week 3 game against Washington, and Harrimans suffered a biceps injury last Sunday against Arizona. The question is whether one or both players will suit up this Sunday in Houston.
He went yesterday. You know, it's what he can deal with, but he's back up, ready, slated to go today. We'll see what he can do this week. You know, when a lot of those situations, Todd's, Jason's, all those things, I defer to the player, and they can tell me how they feel. They've been around long enough. I got a great faith and trust in them in terms of where they are. So he's looked good the last couple of days. You know, we'll see as it gets extended when, you know, he trained yesterday, he trained today, he'll train on Thursday, train on Friday, and then we'll make a decision on Saturday with him.
We don't want other linemen out, you know, so hopefully it's not that bad. We can get him back out there, him and the other guys.
We know for certain that the Eagles will have running back LeSean McCoy this Sunday, who is looking to make a statement against the Texans, who have Arian Foster, who this season is second in the league in rushing yards.
I've always liked Foster since day one. He's a big back, explosive, fast, strong. Always like Foster. Arian's pretty good. And I know him too, though. So
he's got great vision. He's got a great understanding of running zone plays, whether it be the wide zone play or the tight zone play. And then makes great decisions of sticking his foot in the ground and getting physical and get up the field. He can run through arm tackles, but he's also a really good receiver coming out of the backfield. And I think Billy does a great job of kind of complementing not only what they do with him in the run game, but what they do with him in the passing game. So,
last week in Arizona, the Eagles had to contend with the league's best run defense in the Cardinals. This Sunday in Houston, it will be arguably the best defensive player in the league in defensive end J.J. Watt, who has 7 sacks and 3 touchdowns in 2014.
We're not going to run away from him, you know. But he's one of the guys we definitely got to know where he's at. He's a special player. He's one of the guys with a star on his back.
He's a very smart guy. Makes a lot of plays. He's a hard guy to get a beat on. What he's going to do and stuff like that. He's got a lot of variety of different moves, different ways to fit the run, different ways to you know, attack an offense and an offensive line. Whenever you're playing a guy like that or a guy who tends to be in the backfield a lot or batting down passes and stuff like that, you just spend extra film study and try and understand his game a little bit more.
I mean, I think they move him around in so many different spots. I think you don't have a beat on when you can and when you can't, you know, handle in terms of pushing things to him and not pushing things to him. So there's going to be some times where he's one-on-one and you're going to have to be able to block him in one-on-one situations.
That's going to do it for this 360 update presented by Sports Authority. Let's send it back to the studio for more on Eagles 360 with Dave and Bo.